Yeah, say good afternoon to it.
Let's see. Oh, good afternoon.
Oh, yes, good afternoon. I'm talking to Mrs. Mary Martin at Greenbank Farm in Cartmel. And I believe, Mrs. Martin, you were a land girl.
Yes.
How did you were, and you were a city girl before that?
Yes.
Which city?
Manchester. You were I was from? Born in Salford.
Yes.
But I worked in Manchester.
Yes.
I sat the scholarship.
Yes.
And in between learning the result, my father died.
Yes.
And I passed to go to Pendleton High School for girls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course then you had to pay for all your boots, uniform, yes, and everything.
Yes.
So I never got there. Mother couldn't afford to send me there.
Yes.
And that was in Salford.
Yes.
Well, we moved to Mountain Green and we had a shop there.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Clarendon Road School,
mm-hmm,
in Eccles. Well, when I left there at 14, which you did then,
yes,
I did 12 months at Underwood College in Manchester doing, mm-hmm, business course.
Yes.
Shorthand typing, building machines, all of it.
Mm.
And my first job was with the Waldorf Restaurants and Toilet Saloons in Manchester.
Yes, yes.
And their office was in Brasenose Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there for a while. It was very boring.
Months or years?
Oh, not long. I was only there about 18 months.
Yes.
And I got offered a job at the what was called the SPBA, short for Scientific Poultry Breeders Association.
Yes.
Next to at Manchester Cathedral at the corner of Cateaton Street, it, yes, was. Hardy's building. So I went there. And then the Waldorf asked me if I'd go back.
Mm-hmm.
But during that time, in the shop, it was a sweets and tobacconist. Mm. A lady used to come in from Eccles buying sweets and heaven knows what. And her husband was a turf accountant in Eccles.
Oh, yes, yes.
And my sister was due to leave school. She was 3 years younger than me.
Yes.
And she asked Mother if she would be interested in letting her work for her husband.
Yes.
But Elsie wasn't interested, but I was. I said, well, ask if I can go. I said, it sounds exciting.
So you fancied working for a bookie?
Well, I was there 7 years.
Well.
And the war broke out, so racing, yes, stopped. So, yes, then I was without a job.
Yes.
So I went to one or two interviews, and the third interview I went to was at Muir Machine Tool Company,
mm,
in Strangeways, right, mm, opposite Strangeways Prison.
Yes.
It was a machine tool company, and I went there in the office. Well, by then it had got to well on into 1940.
Yes.
And the war was going on, and I thought, well, I'm not doing any good here to help the war effort, stuck in an office. So I pestered the boss to let me go. It was a reserved occupation with being a,
yes, machine
tool.
Tools, yes.
And I pestered pestered him in. I thought, I want to join the land army.
Yes.
So he let me go eventually, and I got an interview to go in the land army, and that was it. The reason I was interested was because my father had a cottage in Derbyshire, and we used to spend, mm, a lot of time there.
Mm.
And I liked the country, you know, through, yes, going there.
Yes.
So I thought I'd be going into market gardening or something like that.
Yes.
Anyway, I was asked if I would come here to Greenbank.
Did you know you would have to leave home and work wherever they wanted?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes,
yeah. Oh, I knew all that.
Yes.
And oh no, wait a minute, I'm getting ahead of myself, I wasn't coming here. I had to go to Hare Hills, at up through Newton there, Hare Hills Farm, Marsden's.
In this parish, in Cartmel Parish?
No, it's out of the parish. You go up through Newton,
yes,
and away on
Cartmel Fell Way.
Yes,
I've,
yes,
got you, right, yes.
Well, I was to go there for some training, and that was awful. Oh gosh, that was a terrible place.
Were you wearing your thick green, thick brown socks and your big baggy breeches and your green jersey at that time.
Oh yes.
Or did that come later?
Oh yes, yes. I think there were three of us there. The son met us at the station, Grange Station.
Yes.
And took us up to the farm.
Yes.
And we were up about 5 o'clock every morning washing eggs. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, mm-hmm. this is funny training for a farm, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, one morning, the old lady, Mrs. Marsden, said, Major Dixon wants a girl temporarily. His dairy maid wants a holiday. She'd asked me if I was interested. I said, well, yes, I suppose so. She said, well, I'll take you over there to meet Major Dixon, which she did. I'd only been there a fortnight.
And where was Major Dixon at that time?
Here.
He was at Greenbank at that time, right?
Oh, yes. And he asked me if I would mind working here in the dairy for a couple of weeks. I said, no, I don't mind. So that was it. That was beginning of April.
And that was the first dairy work you'd done?
Yes.
Yes.
And Molly, whose place I was taking, was going off for a fortnight's holiday. Yes. She wasn't a land girl.
No, she was a traditional farm girl.
No, she was from Liverpool.
Really?
But she was, how come she came to be here doing dairy work, I don't know. Her father was a professor at Liverpool University.
Yes.
Anyway, off she went on a holiday, and at the end of the fortnight, Major said, would you like to stay on?
Yes.
Well, there was a bathroom for you, and that decided me. There wasn't a dairy.
Yes.
Oh, I said,
creature
yes.
comforts.
Oh, it was awful at Hare Hill, so paraffin lamps, and it was cold and gloomy and horrible. So I thought I was in heaven.
You had a bathroom. Was that with hot water as well? Bathroom with hot water.
Here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was all more or less as it is now.
Pretty good.
Oh, it was all very modern.
Yes.
And so I worked in the dairy for quite a while, and then the milk roundsman taught me to drive.
Now, what did you drive? I've heard there was a rather funny vehicle that used to deliver milk in these days. What did you drive?
Cars.
Just an ordinary car with a trailer?
Just an ordinary car.
Just an ordinary car with the
milk in the back.
Milk in the boot.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I did Grange round. And some milk went to Barrow, but that went on a wagon, I think.
Did you put it on the wagon at the farm here, or did you have to take it to the train or anything?
It was TT milk. It was all very modern and not market here.
Yes. Was it already TT when you arrived?
Yes.
Major Dixon was one of the first people to go TT, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
It was an Ayrshire herd.
Ayrshire.
All Ayrshire.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
And yes,
so you learnt to milk and...
With the machine.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Another hand milked. Mm-hmm. They had everything very modern.
Yes.
There were four milking machines. Yes, I milked.
Yes.
The first job they put me on, though, in the with the cows, was washing the udders.
Yes.
And they at the end of the shopping, I didn't know. I didn't know anything about cows. There was a young bullock. And I went along the road
to see what you could do.
When I got there, I thought, well, this isn't funny looking
thing, yes. Yes.
And the men were all laughing their heads off at the bottom of the ship. And I looked up at you, silly lot, pulling my leg.
Yes, yes.
We had to wash them in the bags in disinfectant and all the rest of it.
How many Ayrshires were you milking at that time?
Well, there were... Now, how many? There's a 9 shipping, so there were 9 there. There was a 5 shipping, that was 14. I don't know how many there were in the top shipping, about 10, 24. And the long shipping, there'd be about 50, I should think.
That would be a pretty big, in fact, a very big herd for the time.
Big herd. All the shippings were full.
So how many of you were there working at a milking?
Well, George was the cowman.
Yes.
And me. We did the milking between us.
And what about Major Dixon? Did he take part, or was he
a minute. He used to take the barrow milk. That was it.
Ah, yes.
He used to take the barrow milk.
Yes.
And I did Grange. Well, John Dixon sold his round to Major.
Yes.
And I started taking that, and Philip, another roundsman, did Grange.
Yes.
But that was with a pony and float, Cartmel.
Yes, yes.
The pony was.
And was that part of Greenbank's?
Yes. All Greenbank.
Yes. So it was really a very big herd.
Oh, yes, it was.
Quite a lot of retail.
A lot of us working here. There was me, there was George the cowman, there was Frank the horseman, there was a labourer. How many have I said? George, Frank, Philip, me, and when Molly came back, Molly.
Yes.
And the labourer.
So it was. There was quite a lot of work to do.
Now all that, apart from the rounds, all that equals what we send now.
Yes.
To the milk marketing board, and there's only Ryan with two sons.
Yes, quite a change.
Now.
How did being in the Women's Land Army affect your pay and conditions of work?
about £2.09 a week and my fee.
Now, was that from Major Dixon, or was that as being...
Nothing to do with the land. I got from the Land Army was my uniform and my dungarees.
Yes.
I had dungarees to milk and work in.
Yes.
And then going on the milk round, I had...
Did that compare? Well, I don't think it would compare with what you would have got as a valuable office person in Manchester, would it?
Oh, no comparison.
No.
No comparison. I mean, when I was earning £4 a week, work or not, at the turf accountants, which was a lot of money then.
Yes, indeed. It was more than my father was getting as a craftsman in the beginning of the war. Yes.
Well, I was getting £4 a week from 9... I went there... I'd be about 18, I think, when I started there. All the years leading up to the war, I was there, and I was earning £4 a week nearly from the start.
Mm-hmm.
And often we didn't work because of the racing was
up
in the winter.
And there would be a Manchester racetrack in those days.
Oh, yes, there was. I've been there.
Yes.
And mind you, and I only worked from 11 till... So if there was a big meeting, Derby or something like that. We used to work a bit later in the evenings.
Yes.
And of course we worked Saturdays, all day Saturdays. Yes. Sunday.
So really you were making some financial sacrifices for your war effort?
Well, I don't know, because I was getting my keep, you see.
Yes, of course. Yes,
£2.09 and my keep. Because it never altered.
No.
Never altered.
No. Were you ever homesick for your
family? At first I was.
For Manchester?
Yeah, at first.
Yes.
But I got used to it, and believe me, I'm jolly glad now that I came here, because now it must
be... And you'd be working virtually 7 days a week with dairy work to do.
Oh yes.
What time did your typical day end?
Well, there again, if we're harvesting a hay timing, it'd be till midnight many a time.
Till the work had finished.
But normally it would be between 6 to 5:30, and we started at 6 in the morning.
Yes.
And we had, I was always the last in for breakfast because I had to finish putting the milk up.
Yes.
And they'd be all in.
Yes.
And sometimes I'd be lucky.
Who provided you breakfast and who made your meals?
Well, now, we all lived at that end.
Yes.
That was the servant's end. Major lived at this end.
Yes.
When I first came, there was no porch on there.
Yes.
And there was where that cupboard is in the... sitting room there, that there was a doorway through.
Yes.
It's all one house, really, you see.
Yes.
And we used to wander backwards and forwards, Molly and I. But Molly left after a bit. And...
Did you take it in turns to do the... to be...
She never took milk out on the round. I did, but she never... She was always in the dairy. And then I started doing Major's office work.
Yes, and that went on for some time, didn't it?
Eh?
And that went on for some time. It was you that typed the letter to me in 1965.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I did all his office work.
Yes.
In fact, I've still got the typewriter I had then.
What did you do for relaxation in this valley in the wartime years?
Oh, you must be joking.
I'm thinking about your Saturday nights.
Well, there was... I mean, when I say you must be joking, there was tons going on.
Yeah.
There were soldiers parked on the park, living on the park.
Holker Park?
This, on the race...
Oh, where the race Campbell Park, got you, right.
There were soldiers there.
Yes.
The Air Force was down at Flutborough.
Yes.
The military officers were at the Merlwood.
Yes.
And the Air Force officers were at the Grand.
Yes.
And there were dancers all the time.
Yes.
And the pub, the King's, was a meeting place for them all.
Yes.
It was lovely.
Yes.
Sing songs.
Yes, yes.
It really was. You worked hard, but you were able to play as well.
So what time could you get down to the pub on a Saturday night? About 7 or 8 o'clock? Something like that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And did they keep strict hours in those days?
Oh, yes. Yes, they did.
Mm. So
and all the villagers were lovely.
Yes.
They really were a treat. Mm. Lovely to get on with.
That's nice.
No.
So you had a big choice of dances, and it would all be live music in those days, I guess.
Oh, yes. Sid Banks and his, whatever he called them. I've forgotten what he called them.
Sid Banks, my goodness. Yes.
Do you know of him?
I've danced to Sid, to Sid
Banks.
Well,
he used to play...
Sid Banks, very strict tempo, Sid Banks. He had a daughter called Jeanette that was at school at the same time as Lloyd, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Lloyd would know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But after a couple of years, well, no, it wasn't a couple of years. I met Roy, didn't I?
Now, how did you meet Roy?
Well, he came here as a horseman.
Yes.
And Frank left, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't. What did he come here? Anyway, Major wanted him to work here. And he came. He'd been working at John Dixon's, Roy had.
Yes.
And he went up to Burns Farm to see Roy, to ask him to come here.
Yes. Was John Dixon at Burns Farm in those days?
Who?
He said John Dixon, Roy's working for John
Dixon. Roy worked for John Dixon, yes. But he was at home at Burns Farm when Major went to see him.
That was Roy's home.
Yeah.
So Roy's father was farming there, was he?
Well, his brothers were.
His brothers.
His elder brothers, who were a good bit older than him.
Yes, yes.
And he asked him to come here, which he did.
Yes.
And he hadn't been here terribly long before we were going out together.
Yes, yes.
So we've been together, really, 50 years.
Yeah, so what year did he get married then?
1947.
What's
that? I haven't told you that I was already married, you see. I had to wait for a divorce.
Oh, I see. I see.
And
so you weren't a war bride.
Oh no.
Yes, but you would still have to housekeep in days of rationing. If you got married in 47, rationing went on for some time, didn't it? After the war was over,
when we first married, we were living at Roy and his parents were living. When I first came here. Roy was living at Burns Farm with his parents, right?
Yes.
Well, they left there and went to Sturdy's farm.
Yes.
And Roy was going backwards and forwards to work from there.
Yes.
Well, the bungalow became empty. Mrs. Greyrig's daughter had been living there, and they moved.
Yes.
And when we got married, we lived there with Roy's mother and father in the bungalow.
Yes. I see.
So I was still working for Major.
You're working for Major and you're being a housewife as well?
No, his mother was doing most of the... because I was out, you see, working.
Yes.
But I wasn't doing that long before I became pregnant with Howard.
Yes.
So
yes.
That finished it.
Yes. So you gave up the farm work then?
I wasn't working yet. Oh, this is all very confusing, really. We got married in 1947, right?
Mm.
About, when would it be, Major bought Longlands? Or I'll have to tell you this, I've lost the track of the years. Anyway, yes, right, we're at the bungalow about 18 months.
Yeah.
We were married and at the bungalow. And when he bought Longlands, he asked Roy if he would go down there and run it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go because I love Greenbank.
Yes.
Anyway, he persuaded us to go and we were down there 14 years.
That's quite a long while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the vet was here, you see, living here. Henderson? Bill Hudson was next door.
Yes.
Sort of caretaking, if you will, because there was nothing going on the farm, really. It was all coming from Longlands then.
Yes.
And Henderson was here.
Yes.
And Illingworth.
Did Illingworth live here?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
He was here quite a while. He was the first one.
Mm, mm.
Henderson. Mm. And that other Scott. Angus Carmichael.
No, I didn't come across him.
He was here.
No, no.
And in the end, Major said, I think I'll let it as a farm, the whole lot again.
Yes.
And Roy said, well, you needn't look far for a tenner, not really thinking anything would come of it. And Major let us take it on.
So, do you remember what year that was?
Now then, we're married 47, 48, 49, 40, 62. We came 62, back.
Yes. Was Major quite happy to let Roy go? Because I know he thought very highly of him.
Well, Roy did a lot for him even so.
Well, yeah, I wondered about that. Yes,
oh, he kept on.
He would still be there for his advice and the odd jobs. He thought of him very highly as a horseman when he talked to me.
Oh, yes, he did. Mm. So that's about it. We're still here.
So when you came back in 62 to set up your own business, were you still with Ayrshires then?
Oh no, I can't remember. Yeah, I think they were
Frisians.
No.
Shorthorns.
I think he had one or two Shorthorns and the odd Frisian.
Yes. Anyway, if I can talk to Roy sometime.
I'll have to ask him.
Did you do any of the traditional farmer's wife things, like keeping poultry and keeping pigs when you came back in 62, or had all that got to be too much?
We had pigs up at the bungalow.
Yes.
But Roy looked after all that sort of
yes.
thing.
Yes.
And we had hens down at Longlands.
Mm. Was that your enterprise, or did you do it together?
No, Roy did it.
Yes, yes.
Well, I had the children nearly
right away.
I was doing, Roy's mother and father lived with us down at Longlands.
Yes.
So I had enough on my plate, really.
But you still found time to take boarders?
That was when I came back here.
Yes, back here.
Well, that all started very peculiarly because it was April when we came back here.
Mm.
And we were putting a bed up in the middle bedroom.
Mm.
And it was just before Easter. And this elderly man and a younger man came to the front door and I looked through the window and saw them there. So I came downstairs and they said, do you take visitors? Oh, I said, no, I've only just moved in.
Yes.
Well, you should do. I said, why? He said, it's beautiful up here.
Yeah.
Said, just the spot. I said, I've never even thought of it. Well, he says, think about it and I'll come and see. He did. He said, think about it and I'll come and see you at Easter.
Yes.
I said, all right. Anyway, he rang up. He said, have you thought about it? I said, well, if you don't mind putting up with me, because I've never done it,
yes.
I said, you're welcome to come.
Yeah.
Well, that was it, wasn't it?
So you just sort of stumbled into that?
Yeah. I had no intention of taking business.
Well, that was how I came across you, if you remember. I don't know if you remember Jeff Leesey from Manchester.
Oh, yes. Yes, and it was through them.
That's right. Well, Jeff was on at me. Oh, you want to come and stay with our friend Mrs. Martin in Cartmel. So we did, and it was really through you that led to us getting Hampsfield.
Yeah, it was Major gave me £5.
Oh, well, it was... It was a good job, for it changed our way of life. It changed our way of life entirely.
You've not regretted it?
Not a bit, no, not a bit, never, no. No, so it's life has some strange pathways, hasn't
it?
Yeah,
it has. Yes.
Did you ever come across travelling salesmen and hawkers and...
Oh, there'd be a gypsy come to the door, but that's all. And in the past few years, there've been these men with...
Animal health and that sort of thing.
No, they...
Feed?
Doing the...
Tarmac.
Tarmac.
Oh, yes, yes.
And that's
about
it.
Yes, yes. So where did you always do your shopping? When right from the...
Oh, well, Grange and Cartmore, really.
Mm-hmm.
And Ulverston. I used to go to Ulverston once a week. And get, well, usually on Thursday when the auction was on.
Yeah.
I used to get all my shopping in Ulverston, the main shopping, for my visitors.
Yeah.
And I used to do it in Cartmore as well.
Yeah.
And that was something else. I worked in the shop for a while. When I started with the babies, after I started with the baby, I helped in the post office.
Whose was it then?
Teasdale's.
Still Teasdale's then?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Stuart.
Yeah, Stuart Teasdale.
Old Harry.
Yes.
I worked there.
You ought to write a book, really, about your life in Carmel. You ought to write a book anyway.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because Major's daughter once said that to me.
And she's a writer by profession.
She said you could write a book.
You could, I'm sure you could.
Said, no, I don't think so.
Yes.
She did a bit of writing.
She did, Rosemary Alexander.
Yeah, that's
yes.
right.
Yeah. What sort of things would you go to Ulverston for that you wouldn't want to buy in Cartmel or Grange?
Meat, beef.
Yeah.
I used to go to Jewellers.
Yes.
And I used to get my week's meat for the visitors.
Yes.
And I was treated very well. They gave me the best of what I paid for it, but everything was lovely.
Yes.
And I went regular every week. In fact, it's very rarely I get to Ulverston now, but I was there about 6 months ago and still the same couple serving in the shop.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I popped my head in. I said, "Remember me? Oh, I often see you walking past." I thought, "You don't, you know, I've never."
Must be somebody like you. Yes. Did you ever take anything to market when you worked for Major or when you had your own business?
No.
You never took stuff to Ulverston or Barrow.
Right.
Apart from milk.
Right.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. He would. The beef. You
Eggs
know.
And put what you. As a carcass or as a live animal?
As a live animal, sold in the auction.
Yes.
And they go to Kendal as well.
Yes, yes.
Kendal and Ulverston.
I was thinking more of things like eggs and
chickens. Oh, well, those were collected.
People came...
And I'm now... I've forgotten his
wasn't
name.
Wasn't Eggie Cooper, was it?
He used to pick up the eggs every week. I can't remember his name.
Not Cooper.
Was it Cooper's?
From
Ulverston,
Erswick.
Roy will remember.
Yes,
I can't.
He will. Yes, he will.
Those were Roy's eggs, you know, his hens. They weren't Major's.
Yes.
And we stopped having pigs when we went down to, when we left the bungalow.
Yes. Thinking back to the Women's Land Army, you obviously got the uniform out of it, but did you ever formally leave the Women's Land Army? Did you get signed out at any time, or did it just fizzle
really.
Out?
Not really.
He's still in, probably, then. In
I'm
a
probably
book,
still
in a book in London.
I got a certificate of, a diploma.
Yes.
After so many years, but I was working in the Land Army a year or two after that. I think it was after 5 years. I've got it somewhere.
Oh, well, that's nice.
About 4 years ago, Roy's younger than me. He's 5.5 years younger than me. Well, in the paper, Lloyd said two or three times, you should apply for this, Mother. He said, you're entitled to it. The unemployment people were advertising that women older than the husbands, born on a certain date, it was a certain section, because they'd already paid one hotel, a younger one, that it's nothing to do with the farming, really. He said, you ought to apply for this. He said, you'll get something. I said, oh, I can't be bothered, it'll not be much. Anyway, so...
Well, you never know,
But it's all the advertisement again. And I said, oh, well, all right. He said, well, this is your last chance. You've got to do it by such a day. So I rang up and they said, well, we want you to borrow. We want your any references you have from where... We want the details of where you've worked. So I still have my reference from the turf accountants. I still have the one from yours. And I've also my certificate of... my diploma in the Land Army. So I sent all those.
Well, those are all contributions, aren't they?
Yes.
You've paid into all those.
I said, I can't send any proof of working at the Waldorf because I haven't got it, or the SPBA, but I can send you, which I did, the ones I've told you. And eventually they sent me over £1,000.
Oh, that was worth, so worth a couple of letters. Yes, it was. Well, I hope you gave Lloyd £5 for that.
I did. I gave him 10, actually.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Oh, yes.
That was
yes.
nice. That's good.
I've never regretted at all.
No, it's fallen out nicely for you, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't ask you if you had any connection with church or chapel in this valley.
Well,
did you go to church regularly? Or?
I don't now. I don't now.
But did you when you first came?
Well, no, because we were working, weren't we?
Of course you were, yes. What about church socials, things like Harvest Suppers?
I was in the Mother's... Mind you, the Mother's Union wasn't then. I wasn't in it then, but I have been in the Mother's Union.
Yeah.
But is that on or off?
It's on.
I switched it up a minute.
I was really looking for was the church important for social life for young people at the time when you first came here? Things like regular harvest suppers or anything like that, but not as important as the grand and the Sid Banks affairs. No. Right, yes, yeah, that's fine. Well, I think you've more or less covered my list there. Can't think of anything else. Is there anything else that you can think of that you would regard as significant and worth recording?
Well, not really. There used to be a couple lived up Netherwood Drive, the Netherwood Hotel Drive. There's a house up there. And one of those ladies supervised the land girls in this area.
I think I know the two ladies you mean. They drove a Land Rover about, didn't they?
It's a while ago, but yes.
I think I remember them.
Well, she used to come every so often to see how things were, you know, that I was all right.
Was she connected with the War Agricultural Committee?
I think so.
That
something
sort of
like
thing.
That.
Yes.
And before her, though, there was a Mrs. Would you know the Smalleys?
I've heard the name.
Yeah,
Smalleys.
Well, Mrs. Smalley came.
I heard Constance Dixon talk about the Smalleys.
Ah, well, Mrs. Smalley came. Once or twice, but mainly it was the one in Grange that used to come. I can't think of anything else really.
Well, I was asking you about rationing. Did rationing affect you? Well, you were in a food producing business. Were you much affected by rationing?
Well, you were allowed extras working on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Not much, but there was extra. Mm. At harvest time and hay time, you had to apply for it because of the longer working hours.
Yeah.
But the cowman's wife looked after us all.
Yeah.
She did all the cooking,
yes,
and the cleaning, the washing, everything. And we all lived next door.
Yes.
All except one who lived up at the bungalow.
Yes.
Frank, who was a horseman when I first came, he lived up at the bungalow, but then when he left, Major let it to Mrs. Kerr was there first. Her husband was a colonel in the army. She was from Liverpool.
Yes.
And she had two children. She was there.
Did petrol rationing ever bother you during the war or
Well,
later?
We got extra petrol for delivering milk and so on, so it didn't. We had there were no problems there. We had extra coupons.
Yes.
That was when it was 2 and 11 pence a gallon.
What about clothes rationing? Did that ever bother you?
Well, I had my uniform, you see, that wasn't on the clothes rationing.
Yes.
So I was okay for that.
Yes.
But plenty of coupons for clothes.
Yes, well, that's good. Did Major have a tractor here at the time? And
Oh, no, there weren't tractors then, no. Horses.
You were on horses.
Well, I was a horseman.
Yes, yes.
Ploughed. 2 horses.
You did some ploughing on Green Bank?
Right, I did, yes.
Well, I look forward to talking to Roy
ploughed.
About that.
He did all the ploughing, Roy.
Yeah. Well, you've gone through my list there, Mrs. Martin. That's excellent. Yes, I hope we've got it all in the can. Sure. After we'd finished that recording, we talked about Mrs. Martin's deteriorating eyesight. She's having trouble with cataract in her right eye, and she explained that her left eye had a detached retina. This was diagnosed in the 1940s, 1950s by Mr. Codolini, the ophthalmologist in Barrow. And the apparent cause was a traumatic dental extraction when she went to the dentist with toothache and came out with most of her back teeth removed at one go. She said she didn't know anything about dental treatment or what she needed. She took the dentist's advice, and he removed her teeth and detached her retina at the same time. A couple of days later, after the recording, Mrs. Martin telephoned on a couple of points, and I think I must add that she was anxious that I should not get the impression that once she and Roy set up and they had their family, that she didn't do any more work in the dairy. She said she's always been a dairymaid right through her life. She probably still is helping in the dairy now. And she didn't want me to think that she was a lazy farmer's wife. Well, there's certainly no chance of that. I think Mrs. Martin gets up with the birds and goes to bed a considerable amount later. And there's never any suggestion of anything like that.